creative and colorful appliances. They feature the lowest price, best service, and biggest selection of any appliance distributor in the St. Louis area. Appliance Discounters open Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week, beginning at 10 a.m. They have a service department that services everything that they sell. Their motto, our savings are your savings. Check them out online for free installation specials on select models and rebates of up to 15% of your entire purchase. The website, theappliancediscounters.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
It should be an epic showdown between Karl Anthony Towns and Jaren Jackson Jr. as the Grizzlies take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Tuesday, January 7th at 7 p.m. It's time to get Memphis and grab your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread steak sandwich and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
It's Grizz Nation's biggest event of the season, the annual MLK Junior Celebration Game, presented by Ford. Get your tickets to watch the Grizzlies take on the New Orleans Pelicans Monday, January 20th at 4 p.m. Visit grizzlies.com for full details and get your tickets today. God bless.
Hold that note. Hold that note. Okay. Smith. Here we go, folks. Showtime. The only show within a show.
Union's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Tissue around their vulva.
You mean like Kleenex, toilet tissue?
I think so, yeah.
Talking about a car?
Yeah. Well,
I got it. Volvo, I got it.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 7th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Pretty impressive. Only been around about 15 years, been number one for the last, I don't know, three or four. They're very easy to deal with, and they sell a tremendous product. It must be. Why else would more people buy it than any other replacement window? We'll talk a little bit about it, how easy it is to finance without any interest for 18 months. And first,
hey!
Let's see who's working the show today. Running the control board, pushing the buttons, sliding the rheostat sliders. How about that terminology?
Whoa. Wow. Oh, really? I didn't know that's what they were called.
Potentiometer sliders. Also. Oh, yeah. That's why they used to call it the pot knob, the potentiometer, but now they're sliders. And the man who knows more about this than I ever will lived for 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. And that's where his dad and the grandfather of young Theo lives this very day. Hello, Dave. Thanks for listening over there where it's now 11:16 at night. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio, not on the road, not northbound, southbound, westbound, or Eon. See, folks, if you'd listened earlier, you'd understand the pink sock thing, and you'd know what that meant. Shame on you. Now you'll know better. Listen to the whole show. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
I just noticed that, now you said that like you didn't mean it. You said,
I'm sorry, I'm not really happy.
Sorry, my coat was in the way.
The mic was here, and his mouth was over in this
seat. I'm sorry. And it sounded like you don't care, about the audience. Like you just turned away from him.
I did actually turn my back to them. I apologize.
You turned your back on the audience.
Hello, everyone.
That's better. That's a lot better. They deserve better. Thank you. Let me see, is Dan... Yes, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers.
Imagine if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and a big thank you to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking
sure
needs.
Is.
To find out more, go to...
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Worked at Denny's, worked at Wendy's, worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, cut meat, gave out tokens at a mall arcade, was an investigative reporter for a crime magazine, a knife salesman door-to-door, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, roller rink DJ. But now, today, he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That's this show, right here. He's in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock. It is 5:17:53:54:50, which means in about 4 seconds, it'll be right now it's 5:18, exactly. You check your watch, you check your clock. If that's not what it says, you are not in sync with our digital clock, programmed by this guy. That's exactly the time on the Naval Observatory clock, 5:18:15:16:17. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Yes. Like Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I did receive an email from a listener who said, I just have to tell you the story. I tried to buy your book, Bad Mood, Good Mood, online, and she went to Amazon, and there's a book out there called Good Mood, Bad Mood.
Uh-oh.
And she had it delivered to her sister as a gift, and it's like a psychiatry, like, self-help book for people.
Boy. How about that? What are the chances? Wrong book.
Like, and then her sister thinks, well, you think I need help? You
know,
talk about a gift going downhill.
Got to get the order right.
Exactly.
Good,
like, say hello to thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any of their pre-owned cars on the lot. Inventory's high. They have over 700 new cars on the lot. They can get you financed, too.
A lot.
If your bank tells you no, their bank will tell you yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And please, when you call them or email them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security and has been for some 35 years. Thank you, Hebe, for what you do so well. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I'm not sure why, but it just hit me. I just realized I have gone for 4 days now without one single slice or piece of...
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. I don't know why. I haven't had any lately. I just realized it when I knew I was going to have to introduce him. Hear that music? Hear that clarinet? You know who's on that clarinet? The guy that leads this great band, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Never miss a note. Brought to you by Window World. I don't need new windows, not now. Been in the house a while. If we're in there a while longer, I'm sure eventually we will. The people that built the house that I bought, we didn't build it, put very expensive windows in it that last, like, I don't know, 50 years or something. So I do need to talk to them about a door. We don't talk about it a lot, but they do entry doors. And they do other things besides windows. You need to check that out on their website. Here's what else they do. They give a lot of money to charity. They've given over $1 million to St. Jude. And now they are partnered with Action for Autism. Autism is one of those... It's one of those things that still a lot of people are very unfamiliar with and don't understand and aren't sure what it is. Give us time. We're going to teach you a little bit about autism as we get closer to May, when that's when the trivia night is, and that's where the money goes this year. Window World Cares is their charitable arm. Great product, good people, good company, proud to be associated with them, and you will be so glad that you included them when you shop for replacement windows, because I don't care what house you're in, at some point it's going to need windows. You may sell it and the next buyer needs them. You're in there long enough, you'll need them. And you know who to include. You know who to call. Window World. You can find out everything about the lifetime warranty, the good housekeeping seal of approval, the fact that they are the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champions, St. Louis Blues, and a whole lot more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
In the studio. Tampa, Panama, Madison, sponsored by the people I just mentioned. Window World. You want that website again? Of course you do. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Bill Clavlin. It has to make you feel good when you hear that.
Yeah.
Wow, what a crowd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. I went to the DMV today, and that is
what that stands for. Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, very good.
Thanks so much.
That was the big trivia question.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about that, and then I am going to talk about why I was there today. This is sort of a, I don't know, not a fun segment necessarily, but I think this will benefit at least a handful of people. But first, I have to say, so I went to a Department of Motor Vehicles office. I guess most of them aren't run by the state anymore.
No,
they're independently owned. The one that I went to, I don't know if I should say which one I went to, but I walked in and it smelled like, let's just say it smelled
cheese.
Like...
Cheese!
No, cheese would have been a welcome. It smelled like someone...
vomited?
Broke
yes.
Wind? Like a pink sock? Oh.
Now, see...
People, I'm just asking, he was struggling to come up with something. I'm trying to help the man.
Like they broke wind and vomited?
It smelled like someone puked on the carpet every morning that the place has
like
been
open.
It broke wind
and the wind came out of a pink sock?
It was just gross. It was gross. And
don't Google pink sock.
I'm glad you didn't mention the location. Thank you for that. Because they wouldn't appreciate it, but maybe somebody needs to call them out, but don't mention it.
Anyway. Okay, it was bad.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, come on.
Lime. My apologies.
Lime, you're dead.
So I walk into this place.
Hope your little son didn't hear that.
And I don't know how many DMV offices are like this or similar to this. I know some are actually very well run, others not so much. But this particular place, you walk in, and the first thing you see is, first of all, there's only one person working, and that was the first thing I saw. And then there's a section for you to renew your plates. I was there to get a new driver's license. And so I'm looking for some instruction, like do I need to take a number? Do I need to sit? Nothing. Well, actually, I mean, not nothing, but there were so many pieces of paper on the wall. wall.
Yeah.
That I couldn't.
No, they're all that way.
It was unbelievable. So I sit down and I have what I think I have all of my things that I need. And then this guy walks in and he grabs a number. And I think, well, crap, I guess I have to get up and grab a number. So now immediately I'm another person behind in line.
I can't believe there's one that still does the take a number thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the one I go to, it's a touch screen and you put your phone number in and they text you. Oh, yeah.
It's real high tech. The last one I went to had a take a number thing, man, too.
So I sit next to this guy who was not in a good mood, and who is in a good mood at the DMV, I guess.
I am.
Are you?
I love where I go.
So I was there to get a real ID, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But so, well, we'll talk about it now. So the real ID, this is an act that was passed in 2005, and everyone has to have one if you want to fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you have a passport or enter
a government building.
Yes, you can fly with the passport. That is correct. But right. To enter a government building, you will have to have this real ID. And everybody has to have it in the state of Missouri by October. At some point in October, that's when the deadline is. And you can get another driver's license.
I've got a regular ID.
You can get one without it, but like I said, you can't fly with it, and you can't get into a federal building or like on a military base or anything
can
like that.
Can you use a passport to get into a federal building?
Tim might know more than that. I don't think so.
Well, who wants to carry a passport? Like, you got to go to Clayton or DeCora. Exactly. You don't want to have to have your, oh, I forgot my passport.
Exactly.
Just make it part of your driving.
So they send you the little card in the mail. And so now back to this guy that I'm sitting next to. And so he's in a bad mood. He just starts basically talking to me. He goes, this is the third time that I have been here. And I said, oh,
does
gosh.
He smell too?
He was fine. He was just mad. And so the card that they send you in the mail to get your real ID. So my driver's license expires in February. And so I have the card.
Your birthday. That means your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. And so they give you the options, the documents that you will need if you want to get just a regular renewal or if you want to get the real ID. So I want the real ID, and I start looking through the documents. Okay. So first
thing. Why would anybody not get that one?
What's that?
Why would not get the real ID? Why would you not opt for that?
I didn't, because I didn't have all the paperwork that I needed, so I just got the regular ID.
I think that's part of it. Oh, I think you have to jump through a lot of hoops for some people do. So, for example, you have to have your U.S. birth certificate, the original birth certificate,
what?
Certified.
Well, hold on. You don't get the original.
I'm reading to you verbatim what it says on the card from the Missouri Department of Revenue.
No, that's impossible.
You go U.S. get a copy
birth
of it with
certificate,
the raised seal.
Original certified. That's what it says.
You
right
get
here.
A copy with a raised seal, but you're not getting the actual original.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what's on the form.
Okay.
Or a U.S. passport. So I had a passport, so I didn't have to worry about the birth certificate. Okay, so the next one. This is how it reads. Social Security card signed. A W-2 form.
Which I don't have my Social Security card.
I have no idea where mine is.
1099 or a payroll stub. So those are the options to verify your Social Security number. So we're sitting in line with this guy, and there's a guy up at the desk, and he has his Social Security card, and it's laminated. Can't do it. And so the guy has no option now. He has to leave and go figure out some...
how to get the laminate and all.
So the guy sitting next to me, he goes, this is the same effing crap that I had to deal with when I was here the last two times or whatever it was.
Did he say effing?
No,
did
he said
the
real
word?
One. Yeah, he said the real one. And so...
Say it like he said.
No, I will not. So the...
Was he wearing pink socks?
Oh my gosh, no. So the next one that you have to have, driver's license renewal... postcard, utility bill, or a paycheck. And you have to have two separate documents that prove your address. So, for example, utility bills.
Yeah.
So here's the thing they do not tell you on this card that you need to know. If your utility bill is older than 30 days, it will not be accepted.
And that was
another thing this guy said that he did. So he brought in his utility bill. It was 5 days older.
Oh, this is insane.
And they sent him home. He was furious.
Ridiculous.
So make sure they have to be 30 days, no older than 30 days from the day you walk into the DMV to get your renewal. Make sure your Social Security card is not laminated and that it is signed. And, what was the last thing I was going to mention?
Don't say bomb.
And do not say bomb. Yes, that would be
right now. I'm going to say hello to Cynthia, the manager of the DMV where I go in Chesterfield Valley. Hello, Cynthia. Get ready, because I'm going to have to come in and help me to go through all this crap.
But I would just, I don't, I, you, I know you don't want me to mention the name of this place, but there have.
Go ahead.
No, it, okay, really?
No, yeah. Go ahead.
What it was in Afton.
Okay.
And it was, and I thought, I was very excited because there weren't very many people in the parking
because
lot.
Because if a place smells bad, now, they need to know
was
that.
You tell me you drive by the Denny's I used to work by on South Lindbergh all the time. The DMV right down the road is the best DMV I've ever been to. It has the touchscreen. They even send you a you,
text.
You don't have to sit there.
It's in Sunset Hills?
It's right across from Ronnie's Plaza.
That's exactly where when I go in the valley, same deal. Yeah. You walk up, put your phone number in, they text you. Update,
you can walk
10
out.
More minutes. Yeah, 17
10 minutes,
minutes
away, 5
yeah.
minutes away.
I've been in that one. I've been in that one.
It's a good
you're talking
one.
About it. It is a good one.
Really good.
All right, we'll check
hello,
that out.
Hello,
so.
Cynthia.
Really good.
So I just wanted to say, and just like, again, back to the thing with the 30 days, like this guy was so mad, and apparently it's not mentioned at all. So don't just grab something off the desk that has your, make sure it is not, older than 30 days or they will send you packing.
Okay.
I hate for that
to happen. Good to know.
So, there you go. A little helpful.
Man.
Here. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
You can tell that audience appreciated
nobody
it.
Nobody was clapping at the DMV. But...
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. WindowWorldSt.com for more information about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, the number one selling replacement window in the country. I have a magazine that lists in it items that are all over 50 years old, and for as much as everything is changing and technology causes lots of things to become obsolete, these are things that we still use and essentially are the same after more than 50 years. Example, 10-speed bike, even though there are 3 speeds, 21 speed, it's basically the same bike that's been around. The basic bicycle just has not changed that much over the years. Here's another one, the microwave. They really are pretty much...
Sorry.
Lime.
Oh, sorry.
You better check your pants. You could have sharted.
Yeah.
Might have.
No, a microwave. I know there are different models, and some have... you have to push time cook and then put in the time. Others you just put... But it's the same product. And how long do you think microwaves have been available for homes?
Ooh,
I'd say that was about 10, so I'll say 40 years.
Mm. You're short.
Well, he's reading a list of 50 years old.
Over 50, the 60s. The first microwaves were available in the late 60s. Now, most of us didn't know that, but they were actually available at an outrageous price.
They were
huge. They were
the
gigantic.
Late 60s.
But yeah, yeah. I saw my first one in the early 70s. I remember where it was. It was at SIU in the common area you could take and heat up your sandwich.
And they were huge, right?
They were gigantic. Yeah. I just said that a while ago. They were very big. But I just stood there. I would heat things up that didn't need to be heated up. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old when we got one in my house in South County. And it was to the point where when we got it, I wouldn't eat something unless I could watch it cook in the microwave.
Oh, yeah. And it was they were called radar ranges. The Amana radar range. That was like one of the first ones. So that's been around, and that hasn't changed much. They've got a couple other things listed here, but the Chuck Taylor Converse tennis shoes, they're still the same, and a lot of people
yeah.
still wear them.
Yeah.
We worked with a guy,
that's
remember?
Right. Yes.
Paul Harris, that's all he wore.
Oh yeah,
was Chuck Taylor's Converse tennis shoes. The coffee maker, even though it's gone from percolator to Mr. Coffee, it's still an electric drip coffee maker. Now I don't know how much more we can advance it beyond the Keurig. We have a Keurig. You put that little pod in there and you close it and it makes the coffee. I don't know what else technology could come up with better than, how could it get simpler than that?
You know, they're making an ice cream version of the Keurig.
Ooh, what does that mean? You put in a powder?
Yep, and you get ice cream.
Really?
Or like you put in like a soft kind of
I'm all over that.
Yeah.
Legos, same as they were when they first came out.
They don't need to change.
They're still Legos. Cereal, basically the same cereal we've been eating since I was a kid. Maybe added a few, but it's still a box of cereal. And here's my question about cereal. Why in the world can't the cereal makers put a Ziploc resealable bag in that box?
No,
it's that wax paper, and you can't seal it, and it gets stale.
I finally got a container where I just dump it in and throw
that's
the box
the way
away.
You now
you
really
always have the freshest cereal.
Yeah.
I just read a story today in the news. It was a national story. I didn't read it in the news, but another dairy company is filing for bankruptcy. Dean's filed for bankruptcy last year. Another one filed for bankruptcy. 2,730 dairy farms have shut down in the United States in the last 5 years because so fewer people are eating cereal and drinking milk because of the granola bars and the health snacks and the smoothies and stuff that people are eating for breakfast instead of the traditional bowl of cereal.
Yeah, and the fact that the world is now being told, ooh, don't drink milk. Right. When we were kids, you can't drink enough milk. Drink your milk.
10 years ago, they estimate the average American drank 24 gallons of milk a year, and now it's down to 17. That's how low it is.
I drink 24 gallons. I drink a gallon of milk myself in less than a week. I'd go through two a week at home.
Wow.
And the colder, the better. Oh, I drink milk every day. Wow. I love milk. But he's right. And here's the other thing. This ridiculous soy milk and almond. What
almond
the heck?
Milk. And it's not even really milk.
No, it's not
from
milk.
A nut.
Yeah. You shouldn't even call it milk. It's juice. It's like almond coconut.
Oh, yeah, because everybody wants to say, hey, hand me a glass of that nut juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it? How about some nut juice? To me, nut juice means something else.
Oh, don't Google that either.
Here's something that hasn't changed. Handheld hair dryers, they're pretty much exactly the same as they were.
When was the last time you used one of those?
Oh, good one. It's been a...
Well, you know what?
Me neither. I'll tell you when. It's been almost 50 years ago. A long time. I don't need to dry them. I dry my hair with a wash rag or a towel. That's all I need. Chapstick. It hasn't changed. You twist it, it comes up, you put the cap on it.
Done.
It's exactly. Now, they do have these
flavors.
Little eggs. They look like a little egg.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And they're, but it's still chapstick. And then this caused me to go looking for something else, and nobody cheat. Nobody looked this up. They said, after more than 50 years, we still like James Bond. And James Bond, in many ways, has changed, but in many ways hasn't changed. How many people do you think have played James Bond in movies? Don't cheat. Don't look. How many? Limey?
I'm going to say 11.
11?
I think.
No.
I'm going to say 6.
Isn't that like 20 different movies?
7.
I was going to say 8.
8. Bill's right.
Bill's right. Way to go, Bill.
Now, one of these, most people... never knew. Barry Nelson was the first James Bond.
Barry Nelson?
Yeah.
I remember Roger Moore.
Casino Royale, 1954.
Wow.
The second James Bond was David Niven in another version of Casino Royale. Came out in 67. And then right after that, here comes the guy, Sean Connery. He was James Bond number 3. And his first one, anybody?
Pussy Galore?
No. Octopussy.
No.
Or Octopussy.
Wanted to say.
Dr. No.
Oh.
I was going to say Dr. No.
Came out in 62 when he was 32 years old.
Was it Moonraker?
His second one, he did 7. 7 movie. From Russia with Love. Third one was Goldfinger. Fourth, Thunderball. Fifth, You Only Live Twice. 6th, Diamonds Are Forever. And number 7... Never Say Never Again. After, now this guy, how he ever was James, George Lazenby was James Bond in one movie only.
Oh, isn't that the one where they ended up, James Bond gets married, but at the end of the movie they killed his wife, or people were so angry at the beginning of the next movie they killed his wife.
It was on Her Majesty's Secret, Her Majesty's Service, it was called.
I think that's an Australian guy.
Didn't see it. And then, the guy who actually, I'm pretty sure, tied. Yeah, he did. He tied Sean Connery for a number of movies. He was also in 7. Roger Moore. Roger Moore was in 7.
Who's the
James
one?
Bond movies.
Who's the one right after Roger Moore? Was it Timothy Dalton?
Timothy Dalton.
He's my favorite.
Here are the four for Roger Moore: Live and Let Die, Man with the Golden Gun, Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and you can say that on the air, and A View to a Kill. Then another odd one: Timothy Dalton. I've never heard of this movie, The Living Daylights. Anybody ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
I think that's the voodoo one. I'm not sure. I get confused.
James, that was the only one that... I'm sorry. He was in 2.
Yeah.
He was in License to Kill. He was in 2 of them.
And then after him was Pierce Brosnan, right?
Correct, Lane.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan. He was in GoldenEye. He was in Tomorrow Never Dies. The World Is Not Enough. Die Another Day. So he did four, and then comes Daniel Craig. And those are your...
What was the James Bond movie where Jaws makes an appearance? Because I know he was in Moonraker, but I don't remember what movie he actually makes his first appearance.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because before him was the sumo guy who threw the hat.
Yeah, Odd Job.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Odd Job. And then afterwards it was
Odd Job. They cut out and edited out Odd Job's brother Hand.
They didn't leave him in there. Jaws was like Richard Kiel, right? The guy who played Lurch.
And I don't remember which movie he was. Head of research to look it up. Richard Kiel, what Bond movie was
he? The first one he was in was The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay. Right on.
And then he was in Moonraker.
There you go. There's your answer. Head of research.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
All right, now this is just an observation. I've had this before, and I still stand by this. Cemeteries. What a waste of land.
Yeah.
Try to think of all the land eaten up with caskets. Millions of caskets. It's unnecessary.
It's a money maker.
I know that, but we're going to run at some point out of earth to put cemeteries in, I would think. Well,
wow.
Think of the thousands or hundreds of years people put caskets in the ground.
St. Louis County had just had to buy 35 or 40 more acres right in that ballpark area to expand JB Cemetery because they're running out of room.
Why don't these environmental tree-hugging people insist that all caskets be biodegradable?
I think most of coffins are biodegradable.
Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yeah. No, heck, you can't buy
them. Most of them are made from wood. I mean, you've got metal in there and stuff like that.
There are caskets that are like metal with copper brass handles. Uh-huh. I don't get that.
Are green caskets, though, that are biodegradable.
No.
You can get buried in a mushroom suit now. I'm not kidding.
What does that mean?
That means you get wrapped in this suit. One of the guys from 90210, when he died, he got buried like that. It's supposed to help you biodegrade faster and you don't leave so much junk behind you. They just wrap you in this fungus suit.
I like it. You know who I met today? Morton Freeman.
Morton Freeman?
He is Morgan Freeman's brother that few people know about. I met him today, and I heard him talking to somebody. I said, you know who you sound like? You sound like Morgan Freeman. And he agreed to let me record him.
Where'd you meet him?
I was at DMV. Costco. And I said, can I just record you so people won't believe this? He said, sure. He said that he listens to the show when he's in town and that he wanted to tell a joke. Now, I've told this joke before, but I let him tell it. Here is, this is exciting.
Morton Freeman?
Yeah, here is Morton Freeman. Here we go. Let me get this.
Hi, this is Morton Freeman. Yes, I'm Morgan's brother. Want to share a story with you, a true story, about a man that walked up one day on two holes in the ground. They were deep, deep holes. They were about 5 or 6 feet in diameter and, maybe 10 feet apart. He stood there and he looked at them and he said, well, you see, they were two wells. I thought you'd find that funny.
How about that? Morton Freeman.
Wow.
Huh?
What an honor.
Random. Just met him.
Is that Morgan Freeman's younger brother or older brother?
He is his younger brother.
Younger brother?
Yeah. Okay. He told me stories about them growing up together.
Right. Costco.
Wow. Yeah, Costco.
Boy, got to get my Costco card.
Yeah. Who'd ever have expected? Speaking of stores, Pier 1... I've been in a couple times, not many. I always thought it was very interesting. Closing 450 stores. Here we go. Ooh. Sears, Kmart, Penny, Amazon.
Pretty expensive, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they were a little pricey, but they were. You could find stuff you couldn't find anywhere else. And this is, folks, it's incredible what's happening with this online shopping thing. Goodbye to 450 Pier 1 stores, and I this looks like the beginning of the end for all of them. And then here's a question. Why do we keep saying, and I heard... on the way in today. Somebody, they had a promotion. They said, and at each of our locations, we're giving away a flat screen TV. Do we need to say flat screen? Isn't that the only TV you can buy now?
Pretty much.
Yeah, they're all flat screen. But I just find it funny that we still see, yeah, we got a new flat screen TV, really, as opposed to a new what? A new deep TV that's 3 feet deep?
Some of them are kind of circular now.
It's still a flat screen. It's just a curved screen. It's still a flat screen TV. And this, I don't get this. This is not a joke. In the 2024 Olympics in Paris, they will be including break dancing.
Oh, come on.
That is not a joke.
Break dancing.
That is the dumbest thing.
What in the world?
And they wanted to take out wrestling.
Yeah.
And really?
You mean wrestling?
Breakdancing. Yeah, wrestling. ladies, get in here, please. The ladies are all upset about the closing of Pier 1.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't blame them. So, there's a soldier who is AWOL. For you folks who don't know that term, AWOL.
Absent without leave.
Bill Clinton.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I was going to say absconding without leave.
When you go AWOL, the MPs are coming for you. They're looking for you. They just are. You can't do that. You can't just disappear. Well, I'm leaving. You're going to be hunted by the MPs. And this particular guy is AWOL, and he's kind of on the run, and he knows the MPs are looking for him, and he needs to hide, and he sees a nun standing on the corner in the traditional habit, the black and white nun habit. And he says, excuse me, sister. He said, I don't have time to explain. Can I hide under your skirt? I'm in trouble. Well, she's, of course, my son. So he gets up under the nun's, the skirt part of her habit. And sure enough, a couple of military police officers walk up to her and says, sister, we are looking for a soldier who is AWOL. Have you seen a soldier go by around here, anywhere around here? She says, yes, officers, I have. He went that way. And she just pointed, and off they went. And then once it was safe, the soldier came out from under the nun's, the skirt of her habit. He says, whew, boy, sister, thank you. He says, and I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but I gotta say, you have some very firm legs. She says, well, if you looked up a little higher, you'd see that I also have some very firm testicles because I don't want to be deployed to the Middle East either.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research and leads to more effective treatments. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more about music's promise for a cure. You have an accident northbound 270 at 70, and you have a traffic incident westbound 70 at Lake St. Louis in the right lane. Earlier accidents westbound 44 at Berry and westbound 44 at 270. A stall southbound 55 at Potomac and an Illinois crash eastbound Route 15 at 157. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Let's go to Dallas, Texas, all of us. What do you say? I'm in. Mike Evans is there. He'll be our host. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I was there last night for a company Christmas party that we got invited to. The only one we went to. You know why I went to just that one? Because when they said it's in Annie Gunn's, I went, okay, we'll go to that one. Boy, did I have some great hors d'oeuvres and little sandwiches at Annie Gunn's. They're closed only on Monday, as is the sister property next door, the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Reservations, yes, necessary for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I recommend them for lunch. I'll be making reservations tomorrow for a lunch that's over a week away because I want to make sure I get in there. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
How's it?
What would you call that noise? Would you call that slurping, yep. Sipping? What would
slurping.
You call it?
Yeah, slurping.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's good. So today, our pop quiz question, I like it a lot. Name the name of the celebrity who played guitar and sang the hit song Peppermint Twist in 1961. Also a black belt in judo. Little League coach for over 10 years. He's currently a 3-handicap golfer. Who is this guy? Geraldo Rivera. Bobby De Niro. Joe Pesci. Chevy Chase. Answer in just a minute. Hot Love Nuggets, Cindy Crawford. And her husband said they've had enough of their 18-year-old daughter dating 27-year-old Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson. Cindy tells friends she's worried he's too old for, and calls Davidson, quote, very creepy.
He is creepy. No, huh? He is creepy. I agree.
He looks like Gollum.
What is a druggie? Goes from one girl to another. He threatens suicide. I mean, I wouldn't want my 18-year-old daughter dating him.
Unstable. Unstable would be a word, yeah.
That's a good one right there, Franco. You're a wordsmith, Franco.
Thank you.
Just a couple of follow-ups on the Golden Globes. Hollywood Foreign Press. Foreign Press. I thought they were very biased in their selections. Over 50% of all the awards were given to foreign producers and foreign stars, although they're the Hollywood Foreign Press. I mean, Bombshell, Dolomite, Jojo Rabbit, Irishman, Two Popes, all Netflix, completely ignored. Why do we need that?
Why do we need awards from the Hollywood Foreign Press?
That's a very good question. And there's only about 18 of them, and nobody really knows who the hell they are.
Yeah.
It's a very, very 18 voters. It's very strange. Golden Globe dinner. Everybody was talking about how the foreign press were doing such a big deal, climate control by doing their little part of making it a vegan dinner.
Yeah. Well.
Nobody ate. I talked to some people who were there. Nobody ate the stupid dinner, and all of them went to the CAA party, which was catering In-N-Out burgers, and they chowed down on those.
Of course they did. They're hypocrites.
No, they're very typical Hollywood phoniness. It's ridiculous. Bottom line, really, why the hell should we even care what these Hollywood celebrities eat anyway? I'm just saying. Oh, it's a CAA party. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh.
We're seen cordially talking, a little conversation.
Yeah.
Movie news with advertising spent and the huge production cost. Cats is now predicted to lose $95 million. The worst movie of the year, the biggest loser. You got to be higher than a kite to go see that thing. Double bong yourself. Double bong. More movie news. I guess it's bad news, but kind of hard to be this really bad news. Star Wars Skywalker made $500 million worldwide, but they were expected to make $750 million.
I hate it when that
sports shorts. Tom Brady is selling his house in New England. And I understand he will be talking to the Denver Broncos, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Tennessee Titans, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Las Vegas Raiders, the Raiders who are moving to Las Vegas.
About playing?
Yeah.
About playing.
Oh,
yeah.
My
He's
goodness.
A free agent.
Okay.
Free agent.
Time to retire.
Oh, word has leaked out why the New England Patriots lost last weekend.
Because they weren't
Bill
able
Belichick,
to cheat?
Bill
Boom,
Belichick,
I was about to say that.
What'd he say?
He said because they weren't able to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Belichick said. He said he made a New Year's resolution not to cheat this year.
And look what happened. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was a good one, homie.
There you go, Dan.
Dan, that was a good one.
Thanks, homie.
Always here to help the folks, as my grandmother would say, Mac, help the people. There you go. According to Automotive Trend Magazine, these are the three cars you should not buy in the year 2020. Number three, Chrysler 200. Number two, Fiat 500L. Number one, Mitsubishi Mirage. Only Mitsubishi I ever buy are televisions. But, you know, that's just me.
Do they still even sell Mitsubishi TVs?
I don't know.
I never.
That Mirage, people can never find it in the parking lot.
See what he did there? Now, Dan, you were way up. You had a leg up, and then you pee on yourself.
I know.
Sure did.
TV news, Killing Eve has finally been green-lighted for season 4. Love that show. You like that show, Franco?
What's it called?
Killing Eve.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
Oh, my gosh, it's a great show.
Never seen it.
I like it. Worst TV ratings for the latest Democrat debate. It was the worst ratings for the debate. But the worst ever ratings for the Miss America pageant a couple of weeks ago.
That thing should have done away with that a long time ago.
I didn't even know that was going on.
Killing Eve should be on Apple TV. Get it?
No.
Adam and Eve.
Actually, we do get it. You're peeing on yourself. Backwards. Now you're pooping and peeing on yourself. 45 seconds.
45 seconds?
I mean 50. 48.
And finally.
And poop.
Name the name of the celebrity who sang on the hit song Peppermint Twist in 1961. Black belt in judo, little league coach for years, three handicap golfer, Geraldo Rivera, Bobby De Niro, Joe Pesci, Chevy Chase.
I'm going to go with Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Chase because of Caddyshack. He's a good golfer.
Well, that was Joey D and the Starlighters, but it's somebody who sang on the session was probably Joe Pesci.
Joey D and the Starlighters was the name of his band. 18-year-old Joe Pesci.
Oh.
Can I get a sip?
I win.
Wow, way to go, sir.
He was friends with Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. That's the only reason I pulled that name out. Hey, thank you for being with us, and I mean that. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The 590 The Fan app. Download it today in your app store. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Coaching hires everywhere. That seems to be the trend of the day as two NFL teams have come to terms with their new leaders. First, Carolina Panthers bringing in former Baylor coach Matt Rhule as they've agreed to a seven-year deal. It could be worth as much as $70 million. The team reportedly paid Baylor $6 million to buy him out of his contract in Waco. The New York Giants also have a new head coach as they'll bring in Patriots special teams coordinator Joe Judge. The 38-year-old Judge also was New England's wide receivers coach this past season. The NFL playoffs continue this weekend, and for Baltimore, their success may hinge on the health of their dual marks. Tight end Mark Andrews limited in practice today, but should be good to go Saturday against Tennessee. Running back Mark Ingram had calf tightness. He hopes to play.